Welcome to an AI nightmare's teaser tale. It came for her eye. One evening, in the heart of Ravensbrück, Clara found herself immersed in her art, her delicate hands gracefully moving the brush across the canvas, capturing the ethereal beauty of the woods. The trees stood tall, their dark silhouettes contrasted against the soft lavender and rosy hues of the twilight sky. The gentle rustling of the leaves and the distant call of a nightingale provided a serene backdrop to her work. The scent of fresh pine and the cool touch of the evening breeze added to the tranquil atmosphere. But as the light dimmed and the world outside her window shifted from the brilliance of day to the mysteries of night, an unsettling chill began to permeate the room. The once gentle breeze now felt cold and foreboding, carrying with it an oppressive weight that made the air thick and hard to breathe. Clara's heart raced as an uncanny silence enveloped her. The nightingale's song ceased, replaced by an eerie stillness. Every hair on the back of her neck stood on end as she felt an unseen gaze fixed upon her. Slowly, she turned, her azure eyes widening in terror at the nightmarish sight before her. Azur Alan, a malevolent shadow, loomed. Its formless mass seemed to absorb the dim light around it, pulsating and shifting like a living, breathing void. Wisps of darkness emanated from it, reaching out like tendrils, seeking to grasp and consume. The sheer malevolence radiating from it was palpable, and Clara could feel its hunger, its insatiable desire. Frozen in place, her paintbrush dropped, splattering crimson onto the floor, eerily reminiscent of blood. Before she could scream or flee, Azur Alan lunged, its intent malevolent and clear. When dawn's first light broke, a worried neighbor, having noticed Clara's door ajar and the unsettling silence, ventured into her cottage. The once cozy living room, filled with the scent of fresh paint and lined with canvases showcasing serene landscapes, now bore witness to a scene of utter chaos. The room was awash in a macabre palette of dark, jarring colors. In the midst of the room stood a large canvas, its surface marred with chaotic, nightmarish depictions of an otherworldly realm. Grotesque creatures, twisted landscapes, and an ever-present looming darkness that seemed to pull the viewer in. But the most chilling sight was Clara herself. Slumped in her chair, her raven-black hair disheveled, she stared blankly ahead. One of her once vibrant blue eyes was now replaced with a cursed orb, a swirling vortex of darkness that seemed to have a life of its own. The orb pulsated with an eerie light, casting ghastly shadows on the walls. Her other eye, once full of life and passion, now appeared vacant and lost. Her lips moved in a silent whisper, her voice barely audible, muttering fragments of the visions that tormented her, visions of endless despair, of being trapped in a realm where time and reality warped and twisted, where unspeakable horrors lurked in every corner. The room felt colder, the atmosphere heavy with an unseen presence. The remnants of her paints lay scattered, their vibrant colors now darkened and corrupted. Her brushes lay abandoned, stained with a mix of paint and what looked eerily like tears. The once serene landscapes she painted were now gateways to a realm of nightmares, each canvas a testament to the horrors she witnessed. The townsfolk, who had once admired her talent and grace, now whispered in hushed tones about the curse of Azur Alan and the price Clara had paid for her encounter with the malevolent entity.
Thank you for joining us for an AI Nightmares teaser tale. New episodes launch every Friday and involve 10 creepy stories just like the one you listened to.